Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And I'd like to bring on a friend of mine on the air right now. There was a book that came out about the Loop radio station written by Rick Kempfer. It's a great book. And I met Brendan Sullivan when I worked at the Loop radio station. And Brendan, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Wendy.
Well, I saw you when we went to a book signing for Rick's book, and I spoke to you, and I just wanted to talk to you about your son, Charlie. Anyone listening right now can go look up The Elephant in the Room, which was written by Brendan Sullivan, who's on the air with us. You lost your son, Charlie, right before his 24th birthday, Saturday, February 1st, an accidental death. I guess that's what we call it, right? It's fentanyl, yeah. And it's a huge problem.
It is. It's a huge problem. And the vast majority of people who die of fentanyl poisoning have no idea that fentanyl is there. And it's an accidental death. He did not mean to kill himself. He was not suicidal, anything like that. He was just a kid who occasionally took drugs. And, you know, unfortunately, because of the nature of, quote, drugs, he gets this bad rap when people die of it, saying, hey, well, you know, hey, they should have known better. It's just...
He couldn't have known better. He couldn't, you know?
And more people die of fentanyl poisoning in Cook County every year than die of gunshots, you know? And there's a lot of... And you know what happens, how often people are shot here.
Yes.
But it doesn't get the same press, although it's getting better, you know? When Charlie died, I had never even heard of fentanyl, and now it is all over the news, and it is getting a lot more attention, so maybe that's helpful.
Well, I saw you and your wife, Susan, on the air right after you lost Charlie, and you were out there to talk about it, to say, my kid, he was a musician. He was a social justice warrior. He was a great kid who did some drugs. I mean... Brendan, we did drugs. If there was something in Mad Dog 2020 when I was growing up, I mean, we didn't know. And he right. certainly didn't know. And I just commend you for talking about this. It's uncomfortable, but it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, I mean, everyone should know about that. The the casual drugs that, you know, might have been around when we were around that age are just so much more harmful now,
yeah.
And so much more deadly.
Now, there's a benefit that's going on at Martyrs. Is it August 10th? Am I getting the date right here?
It is. It's Saturday, August 10th. It's our third annual Chucky Our Law Fest. And we have chosen to focus not on how Charlie died, but on how he lived. And so it's an evening of young Chicago musicians performing and socially aware performers performing, and the foundation that we've created is to support musical expression and education and recording time for communities in Chicago that are underserved. And there are so many talented musicians in Chicago who just don't have the opportunity to express themselves because it's just expensive. All that stuff is expensive. And so Charlie, when he was around, he was in a couple of really good bands, and they were both ethnically and racially diverse bands, and socioeconomically diverse. And they were always having struggles just paying for that guitar,
yeah.
buying the instruments that they needed to support them and musical education. So we have found some groups in Chicago in those communities that we support, and that's where that's where our money goes to.
All right, explain the Chucky Arla.
Okay, yeah. So Chucky Arla was Charlie's name, his stage name when he was a solo musician. He chose it because, well, his name's Charlie, and he had friends that already called him Chucky anyway. Chucky Arla is also Gaelic for "Our Day Will Come," which Charlie believed was a really powerful message. And, you know, he's Charlie Sullivan, too, so he was an Irish-American. Mm-hmm. So he chose Chucky Arla as his name for those musical ventures. And so we've taken that as the name for this festival, Chucky Arla Fest.
And the Chucky Arla Foundation, you can go to ChuckyArla.org. You can donate to this wonderful cause in honor of your son, Charlie Sullivan. And are there tickets still available for this Martyrs event? Because there are a lot of bands, and I know the first one sold out.
The first two sold out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's at Martyrs, which is a relatively small venue, a little over 300. I mean, it's a great, great venue. And every band I've heard, if I heard them somewhere else and then I heard them at Martyrs, they just sounded so much better at Martyrs. but it's maybe 300, 320 people in there. We've deliberately made the tickets inexpensive, $10 now, $15 at the door. So because we don't, you know, we could say, oh, $300 a ticket, and we might get my friends to show up, but we want Charlie's friends. So now if you showed up once you got inside, well, we'll have ways for you if you really want to donate. You know, we've got a silent auction, and we've got raffles and, you know, things like that to support us, and you can always just donate to the cause. But we want the evening to be a celebration of young music. And so we want young people to be able to, you know, to afford to show up. So.
Well, that, yes, $10 in advance and $15 at the door. Can you go to martyrs.com to get those tickets?
Martyrs Live.
Martyrs Live. And go to ChuckyArla.org. You can donate and find out more about Charlie's story. Chuck Y. ARLA.org. And Brendan, first and foremost, I am just so unbelievably sorry for your loss of your son, you and Susan and his siblings. What do you, what can you say to parents out there other than talk to your children?
Well, don't take anything for granted. You don't know when this is what might happen. Sorry.
No, you just don't know. And it's a terribly sad thing that it didn't deserve to happen to Charlie at all.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, so I think the message, you know, just, I mean, it sounds old, but, you know, just drugs will kill you. It can never be said enough. But that's why we've try to focus on the positive. All the things that Charlie did when he was alive, he marched with social justice causes here in Chicago. He created community gardens in Chicago.
Really?
He cleared invasive species in the Grand Canyon. He took busloads of kids down to Tennessee to teach them how to march peacefully. He was only 23, and he was doing all of these things. So, one of my favorite photos of Charlie from the funeral was that, was his friends sitting in the street in Chicago, arm in arm, you know, and Charlie standing there talking to the police, about three or four police officers, trying to keep things calm. You know, he was the voice of reason there. So,
We thank you for sharing this. Listeners, go look up The Elephant in the Room by Brendan Sullivan and read it. Hug your kids, love your kids, and Brendan, my best to you and Susan and the rest of your family. We will also put these links up. We'll replay this on a podcast, and we'll put the links up to the Chucky Arla Foundation. Thank you so much, Brendan. Love you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Love you too, Wendy.
All right, Brendan Sullivan. Thank you so much.